I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. As Toronto continues to reopen, with loosened vaccine mandates this month, the city is ramping up efforts to offer boosters for eligible residents. Spadina Fort York City Councillor and Chair of the Toronto Board of Health, Joe Cressy, said that Team Toronto, the vaccine task force, is taking every step necessary to ease vaccine accessibility and information for residents.
The first is a traditional public health immunization drive to operate clinics directly where people are. That's Vax and Read. The second is an old-fashioned community organizing campaign to reach residents everywhere. Boots on the ground. That's the Community Agency and Ambassador Program. And the third is an election-style get-out-the-vote operation with text messaging, robocalls, and a new third-dose conversion call center. That's VaxTO. You know, when people ask me how a city like Toronto, a city with 3 million people, 200 ethnocultural groups, 180 different languages spoken, and where half of our residents are born elsewhere, how a city as large and diverse as that has achieved such high vaccine rates? The answer is this multi-pronged Team Toronto model.
Toronto Mayor John Tory outlines one of these new approaches. Instead of previous automated messages, live calling will be used to notify residents ages 50 and over who have yet to receive a third booster shot, a group that he says are the most at risk of being hospitalized.
Starting this week, the VaxTO campaign will shift to live calling. Before, we've used recorded messages, we've used emails, we've used texts, as I mentioned. We're now going to go to live calling so there can be more of an interaction between the person receiving the call and the person making the call. And those calls will be made to all of those who are eligible to receive a third dose but not done so as yet, and encouraging them to do so right now. The calls will target adults who are 50 and over. This is the age most at risk of severe illness or effects in the event that they contract COVID-19. If you look at the recent Toronto data, it shows that among those 60 years of age and older, individuals with only two doses of vaccine were four times more likely to be hospitalized for COVID-19 illness than those who had received three doses of COVID-19 vaccine.
From gathered data, specific neighborhoods will be targeted by this initiative. This includes areas under the city average of 90% fully vaccinated. Last month, areas in Scarborough with 79 to 84% vaccination rates were the city's focus.
Through the VaxTO call center, live agents will be phoning nearly 40,000 people across 13 neighborhoods in Toronto with the highest number of eligible residents who have not yet received their third dose. Agents will provide information and help address issues of vaccine hesitancy or other concerns or questions that residents may have, but you know we'll be reaching right to the person and allow for that interactivity through a live call.
Further, Tory announced that these initiatives and several others will be funded by the COVID-19 Vaccine Engagement Team grants. The funding will see more partnerships with local community organizations and leaders to help vulnerable individuals get vaccinated and receive any other information required.
This has been the financial foundation of the work that we've been able to do on a local, community basis to engage people who are trusted, people who are experienced, people who are known to help us with the effort of getting people vaccinated and supported across the city. You'll recall last year we announced the continuation of grant funding for vaccine engagement, followed by an extension of the Vaccine Engagement Teams program to July the 1st, 2022. Organizations are being notified now of the allocations of $4.5 million in new funding that we are providing to the community services sector to support COVID-19 vaccine engagement.
Tory outlined some groups and communities he says that have been hit hard by the pandemic and who tend to show lower vaccination rates compared to the city average.
This has enabled us to carry out a focused and targeted approach to reach those who have been most impacted by the pandemic, and this has included Black and Latin Canadian Hispanic Torontonians, 2S LGBTQ+ communities, people experiencing homelessness, people with disabilities, seniors, South Asian, Southeast Asian, and West Asian Torontonians. These are groups that have been harder hit by the pandemic, who have shown rates of vaccination lower than the rest of the population, and if we're following our own mandate that we gave to ourselves to say no one would be left behind, then we have to focus on these groups using these ambassadors and others who are trusted to bring home the message and to bring people to the vaccination clinics. It also has helped us with undocumented people, with some segments of the youth population, and with newcomer groups.
This month, vaccine passports and indoor restrictions were lifted as more in-person activities resumed in Toronto. While the mask mandate remains in place, Ontario Chief Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Kieran Moore, hinted of dropping the mandate by the end of March in a recent press conference. More details to come. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CJRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.